You're listening to The Takeover on Life FM, and it is Wellness Wednesday time with Kelly Kay, naturopath. Kelly, so good to have you here in the studio tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Tonight we are looking at hay fever. We've discussed what it is, I guess some of the natural approaches to dealing with it. But now we're going to have a bit of a chat about the foods that can actually support those who are dealing with hay fever, because it can be really debilitating. I myself don't actually know firsthand what it's like, but it looks like it can be pretty intense for some people who look like they're crying.
Absolutely.
And they're like, no, I'm not crying. I'm not. Yeah. I don't have a cold. I just have hay fever and it's awful. So
And you know, for some people, they end up taking time off work or school because it's so bad.
Yeah,
it's not very nice at all.
No, but there are some foods that can help the body to heal against hay fever.
Yeah. So obviously, in general, we want a nice anti-inflammatory diet, and we want to have lots of nutrient-rich foods in there. But some specific foods that can be added in, things like ginger. So ginger is a fantastic anti-inflammatory, and it can help as a decongestant as well. Mm. So lots of fresh ginger tea. I often tell my clients to try and have fresh ginger tea. It also has the added benefit of being good for the gut. So if we're also working on the gut, that's helpful as well.
Yep.
And lots of ginger in cooking. So lots of stir fries with lots of fresh ginger. Not jar ginger, fresh ginger.
The fresh stuff.
Fresh stuff. Same with garlic as well. So garlic is really great for immune health regulation. Yep. And again, another decongestant. So I make up this drink, which my clients love. And a bit of a reputation for now. But so I do fresh ginger, about, 4 to 6 cloves of garlic, lemon juice, bit of cayenne pepper, honey if you want. I don't really do the honey, but put it with some hot water.
Yep.
And it helps just clear everything out. So good.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. It's not as bad as you would think.
Yeah, yeah. No, it doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound too bad. Could you add a little bit of, like, I don't know, like orange juice or something to make it? You said that was lemon juice.
Yeah, a lemon juice, a bit of honey as well. And if you're using raw honey, that can be really have some therapeutic benefit as well. Or Manuka honey.
Yep.
Trying to use food as medicine, as we say.
Yep.
So trying to get the therapeutic benefit by adding these foods in.
Yeah.
And then pineapple is one that's been touted as being really great for hay fever.
I love pineapple.
Yeah. So we do want to, like, avoid the juices that have lots of sugar and things in them. But fresh pineapple, chewing on the core where all the bromelain is, that can help to help the immune system and help with some of those symptoms and breaking down mucus and things like that as
well. Fantastic.
And then lots of onions. Onions and green apples are really with the skin, the apples with the skin, not the onions with the skin, are really rich in quercetin. And that helps to stabilize mast cells, which are responsible for that histamine release.
Yep.
And helps with that. Yeah, it helps manage that histamine response as well.
I know quercetin. I never knew how to pronounce it, so I'm learning tonight. But was actually recommended that when I had COVID a couple of years ago, because it's also good
great for the immune system.
Immune support. So and it's good to know vitamin C is also really helpful for hay fever.
Yeah, vitamin C is really helpful. And kiwi fruit are a great source of vitamin C.
Yeah.
Especially the gold kiwi fruit.
Yep.
Yep. So definitely be including those, and great for the gut as well. So you've got, kill two birds with one stone there.
I've got a question. Do you eat the skin of the kiwi fruit or just the kiwi fruit?
You can eat the skin.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a benefit in that?
Well, there's definitely benefit in terms of the fiber. The skin is very fibrous. So absolutely.
Okay.
If you enjoy it that way,
Then do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, some great food for thought, as always.
Yeah.
And Kelly, thank you so much for joining us tonight and sharing your wisdom, because I know, as we were saying, it's not like hay fever is something that's necessarily a serious condition, but it can be really debilitating for people.
It can be really debilitating. And in terms of general health, and, you know, it gives us a sign of how the overall body's going.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, when I'm doing an assessment in clinic, it's one of the things I always ask, because it tells me something about the immune system. It tells me something about the gut health. It tells me something about the propensity for the immune system to overreact as well, and inflammation. So If it's something that you struggle with, like consistently, then it's always good to get some support to kind of address the cause and really get on top of it. And now's a good time before it gets too bad.
Yeah, yeah. Nip it in the bud.
That's right.
Yeah. Fantastic. So good. And for more information, you can check out Kelly on Instagram and Facebook at Kelly K. Naturopath?
Yes. Kelly K underscore naturopath.
Thank you. I had to double check that.
Yeah, or Kelly K Health on Facebook. Yeah.
Fantastic. Kelly K, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch up with you again in a fortnight for another Wellness Wednesday.
Thank you very much. See you then.